And welcome to episode 4 of Serial Shakespeare, A Comedy of Errors. My quest to free an imprisoned man due to an unjust law had sent me back to my hotel for a seemingly endless comedy of errors with the man's son and servant. Obviously, being a slaveholder had gotten to the son's head, because he denied he even had a father. And, of course, if he didn't think he had a father, he certainly wasn't going to shell out 1,000 marks to free his father. Concierge directed me to Dr. Pinch as a way to help Antipholus so I could help his father. Step 1, I had to survive the waiting room. Yes, I'm here to see Dr. Pinch.
Do you have an appointment?
No. I didn't think I needed one.
If you'll just fill out these forms, we'll get started.
Do you need to see my insurance card?
Your what?
I really don't have to see him. It's just for a friend. You see, I think he has multiple personality disorder.
I see. Could you get your friend to help you fill out these forms?
I started on the paperwork. Wow, there was a lot of it. I tried to get some help from the lady sitting right next to me. Excuse me, do you know what? Have you at any time ever had your pulse felt by anyone else? And what did that feel like? Use pictures if you are illiterate in the space below. That question. Do you know what that means?
I've heard the doctor likes to be first to take your pulse.
Oh, hey. Is this your first time to see him?
It is. I'm here because my brother-in-law is hitting on me.
You know, if we were back home, I could send you to Dr. Phil.
Would this Dr. Phil know how to get Antipholus back to being in love with my sister?
Wait, did you say Antipholus? Antipholus is your sister's husband?
He is. Do you know him?
Know him? He keeps stealing all the good breakfast food at the inn. Plus, I think he's crazy.
Stealing breakfast food? He eats with my sister every morning.
The news kept getting more disturbing about Antipholus. A two-timer at breakfast? Of course, Luciana was called to the back before me. In fact, several others went in ahead of me. Yes, I'm talking about you, snobby Duke, that apparently is too good to slum it up with the rest of us in the waiting room. On the positive side, kudos to the city of Ephesus for electing a man with mental health problems. Finally, I got my chance with a doctor. I'm here now in the patient room, waiting for Dr. Pinch. Where there should be a diploma, there's a child's hand-drawing picture of something, or someone. That's not particularly reassuring. Also, there's... Just then, the doctor arrived.
Let me feel your pulse.
Can we talk about my friend first?
First, let me feel your pulse.
I sort of have trust issues with people I don't know. What do you need to feel my pulse for? Isn't it obvious that I have one?
It's obvious this man is under some spell.
Hey, right there. Listening to you? You talking to yourself? Let's get back to my friend. He's having problems. He's acting like he's two different people. I think he needs...
How long have you been under this spell?
We were getting nowhere fast. Dr. Pinch was annoying. All seemed lost when a nurse burst into the room and exclaimed,
Dr. Pinch, we have an emergency crazy running through the streets of Ephesus.
I feel we should get in the Pinchmobile. Bum, 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 bum.
Yes, he hummed his own superhero music as he ran out the door. After I discovered copay doesn't exist in this country, I was even more steamed. I had just about given up all hope. And that's when I looked up and I saw hope. A nunnery. Surely God would know what to do. Tune in next week as I get in God's ear about this case. Serial Shakespeare is mostly completely, sometimes borrowed, from the brilliant work of Serial from This American Life, and William Shakespeare, who maybe, probably, sometimes, possibly wrote A Comedy of Errors. This podcast is intended to entertain the 6th grade gifted students at Columbiana Middle School, where I, Jason Mayfield, teach. And so, as such, all errors about the play's deep meaning, commentary on social manners of Elizabethan society, are all unforced errors due to lack of knowledge I have about all of that. Special thanks to this week's Dr. Pinch, played by Fred. Also, special thanks to the nurse, played by the amazing and talented Sarah. Special thanks as well to the receptionist, played by the lovely Amanda. And special thanks to Luciana, played by the very young and extremely devoted Alexa. All of them are students at CMS. You're welcome to encourage to leave feedback, particularly if you found the podcast useful, through iTunes, and to contact me at jmayfield@shelbyed.org.